I'm going to talk about something very simple that's very difficult for us, and it sort of follows on what Pastor Fred shared last week. It was almost like in the same type of direction. It's a very simple thing, and yet it's difficult for all of us to do this thing called surrender. The ability to surrender to God, the ability to give yourself to Him. And I want to start in Proverbs 3, verse 5 to 6. It says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths." I want us to read the scripture together. Read it out loud. "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths." Okay, trusting is very difficult for us. And the reason for that is very simply is because we sometimes get hurt. It's easy for us to build walls around us. It's easy to almost your whole life go through life either trying to perform to prove something, or you try to just survive by making sure nobody gets close enough to you so that you don't get hurt again. So many people walking around today, even beautiful Christians, what happens is we've almost got this hole. We've got this inability to just live life to the fullest because we're always reacting. And even against the devil, you know, some Christians are so aware of what the devil is doing all the time. They see a devil behind every bush. But then people can't see what God is doing. It's almost like, oh, we're against this. And then we react against that thing. And then it's always living in reaction mode. But God has never called us as Christians to react. He's called us to respond to what we see and to who we see. And that requires a couple of things. It requires us to trust God. And that's what the scripture says. It says, trust Him, trust Him, trust Him. And don't think that you have arrived. Okay, that's the modern translation, 2013. Lean not on your own understanding, you know. Don't try and say, well, I've arrived. You know, the moment when you and I think that we have arrived, that we have achieved something in life, and we can go and say, yes, I'm the boss. I know it, you know. I don't need to learn anything more. I don't need to go anymore. Then what happens is you come into a position of pride and self-righteousness. And that's what scripture says here very quickly. You need to trust God, but don't lean on your own understanding. Don't think you've arrived. That's a very good tip for you tonight if you don't want to get deceived. Okay, the moment when you and I say, oh, I'm spiritually there because I've done all these Bible courses and I've read the Bible through 17 times and I drink tea with Michael the Archangel every morning at exactly 9:03. That's it. And he downloads the message. He just gives it to me. Then I go, you know, I've raised so many from the dead. There's nothing that we do that can give us that sense. There's nothing in ourselves that we can bring to God when he talks about trust. But here it says, lean not on your own understanding. And then he comes and he says, in all your ways, say all your ways. That means everything. Not just when you come to church, not just when you come to small group, but in everything in your life. What does it say there? Acknowledge Him. Live a consecrated life. Commit your works to Him. And it says, then something will happen. As you live in this place or this position with God, and then it's not about what you do. It's simply about knowing that wherever you go, God is going to direct your paths. It's like with this men's camp, Kulain is probably still at the camp, the campsite. We spoke last week, Wednesday. Now, we looked at the long-term forecast. Was it the Wednesday or the Thursday? I can't remember what day. Looked at the long-term forecast for this past weekend. You know, and for Friday, it was like 18 millimeters, for Saturday 22 millimeters rain, okay, and then Sunday like to do, you know, something like 24 millimeters of rain. That was like 5 o'clock in the evening, and I thought like, okay, this is gonna be good. Is we're gonna rain out the whole weekend, you know, gonna sit under the tent and it's not gonna be nice, you know. And so now suddenly you begin to like get into this like thing like, whoa, Lord, we've been planning since November last year. It's a budget of 120,000 rand, all this stuff, you know. And then all the world stuff comes to you and you begin to now. And then you come to a place where you can decide you're either going to stress or you're going to just let go. And say, okay, God, this is actually, you gave us this word. And Lord, this is it, you know. And sometimes it takes a while because sometimes, you know, we try to figure out and we stress because it's difficult for us to surrender. Would you agree? Thank you for five honest people in the house. How many of you struggle to surrender sometimes a little bit to God? We're just talking about to God. Thank you for being honest, okay? The rest of you, please come and pray for me afterwards because I really need, you know, we need some of your importation then if you just like. But in any case, so here we go. And now after 4 hours, I decided, okay, Lord, I give up. And I go on my knees there and I say, okay, Lord, this is your camp. This is all your stuff. And then I go onto the website again and I see that suddenly the whole weather forecast has changed. Friday, 24 degrees. Saturday was 28 and Sunday was 35. Yeah. And I think like, what happened in 4 hours? They changed the whole weather forecast, you know, in 4 hours. But between that miracle happening and the stress, there was this little part of one little thing saying, let go. Okay, so when we talk about trusting God, there's a definition to have or place confidence in, to depend on, to expect with assurance, to assume something, to believe, to place in the care of another, to entrust. It's actually to give something over to somebody else, to grant discretion, to confidently, to extend credit to. Okay, so it's actually, if you trust somebody, you walk into that person's life and you can just say, okay, I can play open cards with you. That's why it's so good to get married, because when you are married, you can't hide anything. I can't lie to Louise, I tell you. I don't know how she figures it out, you know. But I stand there, and I don't even try to lie. I don't even try to say anything, just not even a little white lie, okay. Because, you know, I'm one of those people, and now just don't show it in your face. But I drink milk out of the bottle, out of the fridge, yeah. But I've almost perfected the art because I can hear when, you know, we've got these wooden floors now in our gang, you know. So I can know when my wife is coming down the gang and I know exactly. It's like a total assessment of what is happening. Now I open the fridge door. And now you check. Now you know. Because it's lots of effort. It's just much more effective and efficient just to do it right there, you know. Why must you go and now, you know, dirty a glass that you must wash a little bit later? So all you do is you just stand there that moment and then, now you listen, everything is quiet and then back, close them. Here comes the steps down the corridor. Quickly, I rush to another position. And then she says to me, what did you just do? Nothing. I love you. It never works. She figures me out, you know. And I've wiped off all the white stuff all over the place, yeah. But it's amazing when you get married and you're in that relationship and somebody can see straight through you, you know. I really can't lie to my wife because she can see a mile away. I don't even need to say something because apparently there's like a dimple kick forming right here on my left side, you know, when I lie and then it's like caught out, there you go, yeah. But that's so beautiful. But you know why many marriages fail is simply because people don't allow other people close enough to them because of hurt, because of, you know, and then it becomes the issues. And then the people that you love the most, those are the people that you vent at and you begin to hurt. Why? Because they come so close. But you know how many people do this with God? God shows his love. Jesus hangs on a tree and then people come and say, stay away. Are you with me tonight? Getting very quiet in this place. But to place confidence in somebody, to depend on somebody, to expect with assurance, to assume, to believe. Okay? So if we're talking about this thing of surrender, first we need to talk about trust. Who do you trust? You know, I've got a little boy, you maybe saw him in front here, doing like this. Jason was standing up there and he was like, going with the guitar and he stood like this. Checks Jason out and But you know, one day he was standing in the tree. He got up there in the tree, so it was difficult. You know, normally when they climb up, when his name is Josh, when he got up there, he couldn't get down again. So now he starts to scream, "Daddy, Daddy, Papa, Papa, come home, mate! Ek sit hier bo." I get out there, and I'm sitting up there, you know, and I'm sort of like, "Okay, jump, jump, trust me." So then I go closer and I'm very tall. Pick me, like the donkey, you know, in Shrek. Pick me, so now he's up there. And, you know, and then the next moment, now he's sort of on the verge, but you can see it's so difficult to let go. It's just like, Everything in his brain is trying to process this moment, because there's between this letting go, there's a little edge that's just sort of like, I call it the point of no return. Every time you get there, it's like, you know, what, you know. And so, and then he decided, okay, and he let go. And as he just jumped out of the tree, I just turned around and I walked away. He felt katua, you know. I went to him, I said to him, Josh, do you know what? Don't just trust people. They're going to let you down in life. May this be your first lesson in, you know, be independent, my son. Now, that's just a joke. That's just a joke. And see, we don't do stuff like that. Why? The reason why he lets go is because, do you know what? I have proven my character. I've proven my life. So he can let go. Then it's easy for him to let go. And then I catch him. And then that moment between letting go of that fear and coming into this place of the arms of his dad, that's the place. Let go and let God. But when you stand on that little verge, there's always this moment where you need to let go of control. And that's very difficult. Because there's some stuff that holds us back. It's called the fear of man. In this world, the fear of rejection, because we live in a society where what you dress and what you have and what you see and the people that you know, we derive so much of our identity from the things around us, from what car we drive or what we're studying, and lean not on your own understanding. The fear of failure. Do you know, these things are one of the greatest driving forces in this world. People don't want to feel rejected. Because I've discovered that once in my life, I was felt rejected. Or maybe I failed once in my life. But you know what? When you come to know God and when you're in a relationship with God, you're not a failure. You cannot fail. Did you know that? Hello? The only failure is when you stop trying. And then there's the other thing, this cultural thing. And I want to especially speak to Afrikaans people. I'm also Afrikaner, you know? We get into this thing, we think so bad about ourselves, we think so negative about ourselves, we're so critical, we accuse, we allow the devil to accuse us, you know, and then it's amazing, you can see it in our friendships and the people around us. We can't celebrate other people. Why? Because we feel so intimidated by what God does in other people, or are they more spiritual or whatever, but it's part of this culture. It's a culture of fear. It's a culture of not being able to let go, because everything in our humanistic way of thinking says, I need to be independent. I don't need you. And especially, I don't need God. That's why atheism is growing and all this stuff, because why? People just proclaim themselves as God. Psalm 118 verse 8 says, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Because there's something God wants us to be dependent on him. He wants us to surrender to him. In Psalm 34 verse 8, it says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. The reason why we can trust God is because God is good and there is absolutely no evil in God or evil intentions. Has it ever occurred to you that nothing ever occurs to God? All the Afrikaans means, what this order, but they can occur. Occur, it sounds like a name in a movie, in a Troy movie or something, or a Braveheart movie. Occur, that's a better name, okay? Nothing, God, there's no chance with God. God doesn't throw a dice and then say, ooh, that should have been a six. Oh, no, let's try again. You know? God doesn't make mistakes. He's made you. And he doesn't make any mistakes. He's called you in a relationship with him. But there's this dependence thing. This place of yieldedness to him. This place where he wants us to surrender. That's very difficult for us when we have these walls around us. This control. And somehow the devil tries to lie to us and say to us, do you know what? I want to say to you that maybe God isn't really good. Jesus said, well, there's no man that is good. There's only God is good. And scripture says in Romans 2 verse 4 that